Instead of ho, 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 this season's joyous cry is cheap, cheap, cheap. Retailers have been slashing prices to lure customers, but they also have been careful not to pile up huge inventories in case recession-weary customers refuse to buy. NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax joins us to discuss this week's showdown between bargain-hunting shoppers and profit-hungry retailers. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Good morning, Leanne.
Well, I don't know about you, but my mailbox has been stuffed with ads for holiday sales. My newspapers are larger than normal. Are the price cuts that we're seeing for real?
Yes, they really are. This past week, we got a new government report on consumer prices, and it showed that pretty much across the board, retailers have been pushing down on prices. Now, gasoline did jump up last month, but when you take that out of the numbers, it looks like consumers are seeing pretty darn good prices. And, you know, one company especially, Walmart, has been so aggressive this year. Back in September, they announced that they'd be selling these brand name toys like Barbie dolls and Transformers and things like that for $10. But just in the last couple of days, they said, no, we're going down a little more. So, Leanne, now you can go out and get that Barbie Fashionista doll you've been looking for just $8. That kind of price squeezing, you know, it keeps pressure on everybody. So now Gap jumped in this weekend. They said that they'd be cutting 25% off of their regular price merchandise.
But explain, I mean, how are stores able to cut prices and make money this season? I mean, will they make any money?
They're certainly hoping so. They say part of the strategy is going to be just to keep those inventories so lean. They want to stock their shelves just enough to get you in the door, but not to have a whole lot of stuff left over after Christmas. And here's another key strategy. They've been really insisting that the manufacturers drop their wholesale prices, that Chinese, really all of the Asian manufacturers have cut their product prices 10, even 30% this season.
So American shoppers are actually benefiting from Asian price cuts.
Yes, but, you know, the pressure on prices doesn't just extend to overseas manufacturers. We've seen a lot of heavy-handed tactics on with American companies. A couple of weeks ago, Costco, for example, told Coca-Cola that they wouldn't carry any of their products unless they lowered wholesale prices. So they, I mean, how crazy was this? They actually put up signs in the store saying that until we can provide our members with this product at competitive prices, we're not prepared to sell it. So last week, the two companies finally hammered out a deal, and we've got Coca-Cola back in the stores in time for Christmas and New Year's Eve parties. But I really think that little drama just underscored how tough negotiations have been this year on wholesale prices.
Sounds as though consumers are the big winners this season.
You know, if we think of ourselves as consumers, then yes, you know, we should really be happy to see inflation in check. But, you know, we're not just consumers. We're also workers. And to take advantage of those bargains, you need to have some income. The problem this year is that, you know, if you work for one of those suppliers, forget the Christmas bonus and you're not going to get a raise this year.
So we know shoppers are determined to get bargains. Retailers need profits. So at this point, what do you know about how it's all playing out?
Well, you remember, Leanne, you and I talked about this early last fall, that retailers were putting up their Christmas decorations early. They wanted to give us, you know, spur us to do our Christmas shopping. But people didn't take the hint. This past week, Consumer Reports put out a poll that showed that as of December 6th, 4 out of 10 adults said they hadn't done any shopping of any sort for the holidays. And the poll also showed that average families were planning to spend about $700 on gifts this year, and that's down about $40 from last year. So we know that shoppers are cutting their spending a bit. They're planning to hold out for last-minute bargains. But then this weekend, we've had rough weather in a lot of parts of the country, and that means some of those last-minute shoppers may never make it to the mall. But still, we've got retailers saying that, in general, they think they're going to survive because they're squeezing those wholesale suppliers, they're pushing their online sales, and they're tightly controlling their inventories. But in any case, I got to get to the mall because I want to see for myself what's happening.
All right, well, drive carefully, and
okay.
I hope you find some good bargains. Marilyn Geewax is NPR Senior Business Editor. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.